Okay, if you could tell me your name and how long you've lived in Bridgewater.
My name is Crystal Tuchelowski, and we've lived in Bridgewater for 10 years now.
That's awesome. So we're talking specifically about the Bridgewater Fair, mm-hmm. because we've been recording memories of the fair. And so why do you think I wanted to talk to you, Crystal?
Because at some point we had this great idea for puzzles for the Bridgewater Fair, and it came about from the cancellation of the fair this year. And I think it's just an interesting story about how it all came to be, and so that's kind of why.
So tell me the story. Why was it important to you to do?
So I think it was back in April or May when they first decided to cancel the fair because of the coronavirus. And, you know, at first you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I understand. It makes sense, cancel the fair. But then, you know, if you live in Bridgewater, you know that this fair funds the entire fire department for the whole year. So then all of a sudden you have this sinking feeling like, how are they going to pay for things? Like, you know, this fair is everything for their funding for the year. And I remember a couple years ago when it rained so much that they didn't know if they'd have the carnival rides open. And I remember thinking then, like, oh my gosh, that's probably a big money maker. What if they can't have the rides? How are they going to, you know, make the money? And now the whole fair is canceled. You're like, you know, so you're thinking like, what can you do? Other than, you know, giving your typical donation or, you know, giving a donation for what you would normally spend at the fair.
Right.
They weren't even doing the raffle. So because it was coronavirus and, like, puzzles were becoming, like, a thing, you saw people, like, doing puzzles at home. And I just had this idea early on, like, what if we took one of the pictures we had from the fair, from the times we've been there, and made a puzzle and sold it, and then basically gave all the proceeds to the fire department. So, it's funny because this idea, you know, you always have ideas. You don't know if they're actually going to come out to anything. Sometimes they're bigger than what you can actually take on, and they just kind of live in your head. But so I then just did some research early on, you know, we're going to have a puzzle. It's going to be challenging, but it has to be good. Like, it has to be legitimate. Like, you can't have, you know, a standard puzzle with all the pieces the same shape. You know, right. It's kind of obvious. It has to be, you know, like a good, you know, nice puzzle. So I found a company, portraitpuzzles.com. They do volume, like they do wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, you know, unique pieces, very nicely, very quality stuff. So I reached out to them. This was still in, like, May. And I said, you know, what, you know, are you doing volume pricing now? And then they said, no, because it's COVID, we're closed, we can't do large orders. We can only do one-offs, you know, if you mm-hmm. order one puzzle, because you could do that from the website too. So we're like, oh, all right, there goes that idea, right? So then, you know, we just go on, and then the week of the fair comes, and you started recording all these interviews with the people of the Bridgewater Fair, and then, you know, you start reminiscing about, oh yeah, we'd be at the fair tonight, we'd be going to the parade, and of course, it's not raining this year.
Right. It was the perfect fair weekend.
Yeah, the perfect fair weekend, and it was canceled. So, I'm like, you know what? Let me reach out to that company again, see if they're firing the machines back up.
Right.
And see if they can do, like, a big thing. So, yeah, they were like, oh, thanks for, like, getting back in touch with us. Yes, we can do this now. And
okay.
I'm like, okay, great. So, you know, when do we have to get you the orders, like, if we sell these and we let you know how much we've sold, like, when do we have to let you know how many we want?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, you have to order by, like, the first weekend in October for the year. So it's like, oh, so we can't pre-sell and
right.
say we sold 100 puzzles, now order 100 puzzles. We had to, like, basically guess how many we would sell because we needed to order it by the first week of October, or else we'd have to wait till next year, because that's just how they process everything.
Is that when the sinking feeling hit sunk in?
So then we're like, okay, you know, like, can we do this now? So, luckily, then the deadline for the Our Town newsletter for Bridgewater was the same weekend.
Great.
So we're like, okay, let's see. So it was like crunch time, like the month of September. We had to find the photo, which we had it, we just needed to enhance it, and that was a whole process, because, you know, you have a great photo, it's actually from the Ferris wheel,
mm-hmm.
and you have all these elements, but it's still like a 500 piece puzzle. You're like, you want it to be challenging, but you also need to think about the strategy of making a puzzle. So, you know, you have the big merry-go-round, but you have like a swath of sky and all this grass. So we started, like, I put some birds over here. I put like the banner with a, like a plane, just to kind of break up the,
oh wow,
the big, you know, swaths of stuff that might be difficult to do.
Yeah.
And just to add a little more detail. And then there's actually the rock climbing thing. It's like the back part of it. It was like this really ugly thing in the corner. And I actually photoshopped it out to like, just to make the picture like,
right,
you know, just a little more nice, and, you know, process it and add depth and color. And so there's like a lot involved in, yeah, just the photo. So that was done. And they were like, oh, maybe we should order a sample. Maybe we should see, you know, like, make sure that this is, you know, before we go ahead and order however many we're going to order.
Right.
But the company was awesome. They're like, yes, we'll give it, you know, we'll give you 50% off. We'll ship it overnight. And so, just to make sure, because this is like the week of the deadline. So it's like, you know, we had the ad ready. We had everything. We figured out kind of pricing and stuff. But now here comes the sample. I'm like, Friday night, and we have to order by Saturday.
Oh my God, Crystal.
So we started doing the puzzle, because you have to do the puzzle.
Right.
So the kids started with me, and I thought it was a good test. If they can start to figure this out, mm-hmm, do it, it's not going to be too hard, and you know, it might be fun. So they helped me actually do the whole sky before they went to bed, and then I'm there, you know, like, till like, it's like 12:30 in the morning, like, just wanted to finish,
yeah,
the puzzle, just to, you know. And I have to tell you, it took like about 4 hours. And I was kind of familiar with the photo. It was a lot of fun. It was like so much fun, because as you're looking for little details and pieces, like of the rides or of the tents, and you're like thinking about the fair and like where you've been and what you do while you're there, and you know, just all the times you've been there as you're making the puzzle. And I did not expect that when I was like putting it all together, not as much as I, you know, ended up experiencing. So I was like, oh, this is great. So put it all together. We took the photos for the website and stuff. And we were like, you know, this is great. We placed the order. We had to guess how many.
And how many did you do?
We guessed 150.
Okay.
First we're thinking 100, and then like, no, you know what? Everyone loves the fair. Everyone's gonna, you know, you never know. But, you know, we were kind of optimistic about it. So we went for 150 and placed the order and the ad. And then we literally had 2 weeks to pull the website together after that. So it was crunch time again. But my husband, Bartos, who's the other half of this, he, you know, just pulled it all together and made a really great website. And
it's beautiful.
We thought about also selling prints of the photo as extra, you know, money to donate. And we set that up as drop ship, so people were able to order prints if they didn't want a puzzle or both. Or,
okay. You know,
so that was available. And, you know, luckily, about 4 years ago, we set up an LLC called Wobbly Cubits. Very unique name. And we set it up years ago just because we knew that at some point we'd want to do something.
Right.
Something, not because we're architects. We have that business. But we wanted to, we knew we would probably do something outside of architecture here and there for, mm-hmm, fun. And so luckily we already had that established. We got like the sales tax certificate, all that kind of stuff, that technical stuff that isn't quite so fun to figure out. But luckily we were one step ahead in that regard. And so we were able to set it all up that way and do the website and stuff. And, so Wobbly Cubits is, a name created by Bartos because he's a bit of a nerd. I don't think you'd appreciate that being on this recording, but he is. He's a nerd at heart. And so a qubit in quantum physics is, could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
It could be positive, negative. It could literally be anything. And I'm grossly paraphrasing this and generalizing it. But that's what a qubit is. And then he thought the word wobbly was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the company Wobbly Cubits LLC is basically something that we could do anything fun with.
It's such a good idea. I love it.
That's where it came from. So, yeah, so then we pulled the website together, the ads went out, and people started buying the puzzles, and it was great.
What do you think, so there's this obvious, like, you know, financial wonder of it, right? So you mm-hmm. raise money for the fair. What do you think that the other piece is? The, I don't know, the, do you think there is another piece? Do you think it helped to remind people of the fair? Help, like you said, like, help people think about moments of the fair?
Yeah, I think it did. It definitely, you know, if you're going to do a puzzle in quarantine, you're going to want to do something that's familiar. And a lot of our orders, actually, we ended up shipping all around the country, which I didn't expect. Like, we sent some to, I don't even remember, Ohio and South Dakota and Washington and Colorado, just all over. And, you know, I think it was parents here shipping it to their kids who have grown up, that, you know, they went to the fair when they were little. And mm-hmm. so there is that level of, you know, oh, this is something that's part of our history, part of our life, you know, this would be great. I'll send it to someone who is not in Bridgewater anymore, just to remind them of, you know, where they were from and bring back the memories of the fair. So yeah, I do think it's part of that too.
What do you think is, just outside of the puzzle, what do you think is so important about the fair to people in this community? Or what is it, what's important to you about the fair?
I just think it's fascinating that everybody kind of dedicates their summer to getting this fair, you know, off the ground and to make it the event that it is. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people that come. It's like crazy the volume of people that come through this little town, and it's completely run by volunteers. Like, you know, I just had to put a puzzle thing together, and that was a lot of work, but to put an event of that scale together with volunteers every year, you know, and I just think it's great. And if you don't live here, you don't quite understand everything that goes into it. And even if you do, like, I didn't understand all the intricacies of it until I listened to the Crossroads recordings, you know, the special trailer just for, like, plates and napkins. Right. Like, all of this is very well thought out, and everybody just kind of says, you know, there were people that have done different jobs. So this year I was here. They just fill in the need, and they just work together, because the purpose of it is, well, it's much bigger than any one of them, and they kind of come together to just pull it off every year. It's quite amazing.
You know, I said this in a previous recording, so you've probably already heard it, but what fascinates me is that I always sort of assumed it was just like a firehouse thing or like a women's auxiliary thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was talking with a woman, Barbara Vidal, and she was telling me that when she moved to town, she got a phone call that summer because someone saw that it was a new person in town. They're like, oh, new blood.
Yeah.
So to ask them if she'd help with the fair. And I think that really speaks to how the fair comes together. Like, it is truly a Bridgewater event. It's mm-hmm. not just fire department or auxiliary or whatever. It is so Bridgewater. And I think it's very Bridgewater in our culture, too. Like, mm-hmm. I think we are, this town is so, it takes care of people. I don't know. Maybe that's me being too sentimental.
No,
but
I see it in other things, like the church and the store and the town hall, like all in the library, of course. Like, you know, everyone is just, it's the ways that the community connects to each other. Just these things that are just part of our life that there's no question, you know, about how you fit in or what group you belong to. It's just Bridgewater, and you see people at different pieces of it, and then, you know, everyone just basically gives everyone the benefit of the doubt and treats each other, you know, with kindness. And that's just kind of the essence of community that you don't really see in bigger towns. That's great. Even the school, too. I mean, it's just a great, great community in that respect. So,
do you have a favorite fair memory? Whether it's about, that doesn't have to do with the puzzle, whether it's about your kids or,
let me see. There's a lot, but I want to, Bartosz is going to kill me. But one of, like, my favorite memories is that, you know, Bartosz is he's like 6'6". Mm-hmm. He's a big guy. But he loves the carnival rides. And a couple years ago, you know, when the kids were old enough to go on some of the you know, more thrilling rides, he wanted to go on that swing, the swing.
Oh, my God.
So the kids, they loved it. And it's night because we always go on Friday when you get the bracelets, you know. And then so they go, it's like him and Jack and Maddie, and they get on the swings. And he had flip-flops on, so he took them off. And he's just swinging on the swings with his bare feet in the air. Like he was just so happy. And the kids are loving it, too, because they're with their dad. But he was, like, the biggest guy on the swing. And it was just the joy on, like, all their little faces. I think I had Claire. She was a baby, so we didn't go on it with Claire and Love. But it was just, like, so fun to watch him, you know, go on the swings. And then, I don't know, we just always love figuring out, like, seeing what the next attraction is. Like, sometimes it was the motorcycle, the mm-hmm. motocross stuff, or one year it was, like, the guy who shot himself out of a canyon.
My God. Right.
There's always, like, that big attraction that we're always wondering, oh, what's it going to be this year, you know? And so I think that's always something. The first year we were here, I was pregnant with Jack, 2010. They had an elephant. They had elephant rides.
Seriously?
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. Like, I just remembered that.
Right.
And I don't think they've had it since. But every year, there's always something like that. Like,
right.
Like,
the diving dogs.
Yeah. It's going to be this year. And we usually try, we go definitely go Friday night for the rides so everyone can get their fill of all of that excitement. And then we go at some point during the weekend just to watch all of, like, the livestock stuff and the border collie things. Aww. And so it's just a lot of fun.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much. This is perfect. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, I think that's everything. I think I'm really hoping that people, we kind of put in the email when they order to, like, send us feedback on how they like to do the puzzle to try to kind of get their experience or to see if it did bring up memories of the fair and how they liked it, because it was really a lot of fun. As much as it was like a crunch at different points of the process, in the end I think it all kind of came together in the way that it should have. Like, we never tried to force anything. It all kind of fell into place in the end. So I'm kind of hoping that people just enjoy doing the puzzle and let us know, because it's just definitely something we loved to do, and right. It's definitely the first, hopefully the first of many other fun things that we can do with wobbly qubits. And I'm very happy that this was kind of our first venture as part of this LLC, because it was it's a meaningful thing, and we'll be excited to kind of write that check for the fire department when they're
absolutely
all sold out. So,
and next up is first select woman, right?
Oh, no. I like to be in your shadow.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.